So this is going to be the start of a new podcast that's going to ask the question, what is church? And what I mean by that is, here in America, we have churches that go all the way from pastors like Stephen Furtick and Joel Osteen, who uses an old basketball arena and preaches to 40,000 people in person every Sunday. And then we've also got the churches that are, you know, little country church on the side of the road that there's 15 people there every Sunday and the average age is 72. Church shapes the way we view God. Church shapes the way we view Jesus. And no matter what church that you go to, you think that your way is the right way, or I think that my way is the right way. Because if you're like me and you're from the Bible Belt, you've been raised in church. I have been in church since I was a baby, it seems like, going Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights. And that's changed a little over the years, but we'll get into that. I want to talk to people from different walks of life. Ask them the question, when I say church, what does that mean to you? What memories pop in your head? I want to talk to people who maybe were in church and now aren't. Why did you leave? Maybe you're in the middle of your life, in your mid-20s or 30s, and you discover the church. And you start going to church. Why did you start? If you left, why did you leave? For this first series of episodes, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're going to discuss. I've got people I'm going to talk to who I know have been in church for, or were in church for years, and now are not. What happened? And so much of this, as I do consider myself a Christian, and we can even mince words and say, oh, I'm not a Christian, I'm a sinner saved by grace, or I'm a Christ follower, whatever. I do consider myself to be a Christian, but so much of this to me, I don't want it to be about God or Jesus. And for this first 8 to 10 episode series, I want this to be about the church. And in my mind, I don't even know if Jesus would appreciate the modern day church. If I could talk to Jesus, is this when he walked this earth as God in human form? Would he, is this what he intended? What is set up now? And a lot of the questions that I have, and ways that you look at, you know, oh, my way is the right way. Is it about wearing shorts and flip-flops? And t-shirts? I even know people that wear hats to church. Because God can see through all that, right? Or is it about wearing your Sunday best and wearing a shirt and tie? For the ladies, is it about wearing an ankle-length dress? Ladies can't wear pants? Is it about singing out of an old red hymnal? Or is it about a full band with contemporary music and spotlights and smoke machines and laser lights everywhere? Is it about reading the old King James? Is it about having the kids have their own church service? For what a lot of churches would say, they can understand this better on this level. Or is it about having the kids in the church? All of these things fuel a lot of debate and a lot of passion in them too. This is what I want to find out. I want to find out people's life stories. How church shaped your life. How your life led up to you getting into church. Why is your church the right way? And we will do an episode about me. But through this whole thing, I don't really want my opinions, my thoughts interjected in this. I want it to be whoever I'm talking to. I want to hear what you have to say, and you decide for yourself. You, as the listener, decide for yourself. This is any good debate. I had a friend, I guess I could still consider him a friend. We don't talk nearly as much as I would like. His name is Michael. I worked with him at a grocery store several years back, and we stocked shelves together, and we eventually moved in, kind of got moved to separate stores, and then eventually ended up back together in the meat department. We were butchers, and I still remember where we were at, and I don't really know how the conversation went now. We're probably going back 10 years or more. And I remember when he told me, "I don't believe in God." And my thought, I was like, "Well, what do you believe? What do you believe in?" I had never met someone that didn't believe in God. And from there, we had many, many, many debate-style conversations. But a debate is not necessarily about a winner or a loser. I'm able to see his perspective. He's able to see mine. We gain knowledge. Maybe something he says inspires me, and I've never thought about it that way. Maybe something I say inspires him. We have many, many conversations, and our opinions and thoughts about what we believed or did not believe could not have been more opposite. But it wasn't about a winner and a loser. It was simply just about us talking about things that we believed in. That's what I want this to be about. There's not a right opinion. There's not a wrong opinion. This is going to be a fun series. I hope you'll tune in. I hope you'll listen. There's more to come. You guys have a fantastic day.